Hey, everybody. This is Mr. Poljangles. That's right, I am back, which you probably should expect since you probably clicked on a button called the Mr. Poljangles Big Dish Show. So hopefully you already knew kind of what you're getting into. So I don't know why I keep introducing myself at the beginning, but c'est la vie. I am at Black Hoof Park in Lenexa, Kansas. I actually just got done playing a round on the 9-hole course, which it sounds kind of suspect to be reporting on the end of a round, but I'm going to go ahead and play it again. So I might give you some more thoughts as I kind of go through the course. My initial thoughts, I guess if you want to know my score, I think I scored a 1-under on 9 holes on the first time I'd played it. The course to me, you know, I'm pretty partial, but I think it's really, really, really good. Like, I would put it probably as the best 9-hole course I've played in Kansas City. And it's not gonna seem all that exciting when you first approach it. And 9-hole courses are typically not going to be exciting. And it's really a short course where I think the longest throw might have been 225 or something like that. So it's certainly very doable, very easy, but it's also very open to new players. And that's kind of what I feel like 9-hole courses are supposed to be about. So it's fairly easy, but it has a little bit of elevation change. It has wooded shots. It has open shots. It has little geography stuff that like makes it kind of cool, because you can like at one point you're kind of on a rock outcropping overlooking the lake. So it's just like kind of a miniature course that's done really well. I'm anxious to kind of play the championship course, which I think is also on the same property. I don't know where it starts off at. I'm going to try and hold off playing that until Treesbane has some time off. But anyway, it's been kind of a weird weekend. Sweet Lady Jingles has been out of town in New York City. New York City! She was going on a bike tour of New York City. It sounds really, really cool. So I've been home alone with the kids. One of them had a sleepover last night, so I haven't seen her in like almost a day. It's kind of weird. And then the other one's having a tea party. So, I was like, you know what? I'm tired of sitting around with a bunch of 15-year-olds having a tea party. I'm going to go out and play some disc golf. I did also post, the last episode that I had recorded. So I needed to start getting some new material out there, and I thought, what a good time. Today is May 7th, 2023. It is a little warmer than it probably should be. I think it's going to be a high of 89 today. Kind of feels good. It feels like pool weather. Looking forward to Round Hill opening up. That'll be very, very, very nice. For those not familiar with the area, Black Hoof Park and Lenexa are on the far southwest side of the city. I have a little soft spot in my heart for Black Hoof Park because I used to bring the kids here whenever they were much younger to walk around. They have a playground here, and they have, like I said, a lake. It's a really good course, or a really good park. It does sit next to a shooting range, which is kind of an awkward thing. But anyway, yeah, so I'm going to move back up to hole number one. I birdied hole number one, so I thought, haha, I've got this course by the tail. It's just like 200 wide open shot. There is a cedar tree behind it. So you don't want to drive too hard at it because you don't want to get stuck in that cedar tree and whatever. But it's really open and fairly easy. There isn't a whole lot of people on the course. It's one of the things that draws me to 9-hole courses. Is because most people are going to go to the big 18-hole courses. And I don't like crowds. That's just all there is to it. So, yeah, like once again, hole number one's like 202. I got to say, the sign holders are completely on point here. And they actually have a name for each one of the holes. So hole number one is called the Ace. And they actually have like, not flowers, but like ferns or shrubbery. Shrubbery? They got shrubbery around the tee pads. The tee pads themselves are a little small. That's about the only criticism I've come up with so far. They're like standards, maybe 6.5 feet, and then only like I don't know, 3.5 feet wide, which is plenty because the distances are not that far, but I just like to have a little bit more real estate to kind of maneuver. So anyway, I'm going to play hole number one again, and I'll let you know if I have any other thoughts or ideas. Thank you. All right, just finished up hole number one, and I lied to you slightly. I think I said it was 202 to the hole. It's actually 199. I did not get a birdie. So the previous round, I got a birdie on that one. Rolled out of the car, threw it in front of somebody watching, and just felt really good about myself. This time, nobody was watching, and I put too much of a hyzer angle on it. Slid away from the hole. I had the right distance, but I still had a look at birdie. It was like 20, I'd say 26, 7 feet, something like that. And I muffed it. That's all there is to it. So sad, sad, sad. I'm up to hole number two. Hole number two is called Prairie Dog. I think it might be called Prairie Dog because the top of the basket is all you can see from the tee pad. Just can see the yellow rim of it. I don't think that these are Innova baskets. I can't remember exactly what they are. It's 209, but there's just a slight knoll in front of you, probably about halfway to the hole. And so that's, well, one bad thing about this is if there's somebody else on the course, you might end up hitting them because it's kind of a blind hole. But this is kind of where I feel like my round fell apart, and it's sad to say that your round fell apart after two holes. But I had a fairly easy look. I think it was even shorter than 25 feet. I think it was more like 18, 15 maybe even. And there's a slight breeze here, and so I totally muffed the birdie shot. And so I'm kind of kicking myself, but not too hard. You know, I'm not, don't need to be too critical on myself. Let's see what else. Just FYI, the apologies, if you happen to be in Kansas City, are playing, I believe, July 2nd. So hopefully this podcast will get out there so I can get all of you to the show. We're playing Westport Flea Market. I think that we may be having some more shows coming up, but I know most people here probably don't live in Kansas City and probably don't listen to my music or our music or whatever you want to say. One of my friends, Pete, who's also in the band, kind of had a long conversation. We kind of jammed together last night about the band and how much we enjoy having different songwriter, or not songwriters, different styles, and we all kind of compliment each other, and maybe we're just of an age where we're not so competitive or something like that. So those things are good. So at any rate, I'm up to hole number two at Black Hoof 9-hole disc golf course. Like I said, there is a championship course here too that I think is probably pretty challenging. But I haven't played that one yet. So wish me luck. Here we go. All right. So something happened with my last, last entry. It, for some reason, wasn't uploading. So I don't know if I'm getting bad connection out here or what. Anyway, I did finish hole number two just now. Didn't have the world's greatest drive, but I did make a putt for once. So now I've redeemed myself on hole number two. The last time I missed a birdie shot, and that made me so angry that I messed up hole number three. Made me overthrow it, and I ended up throwing it into a evergreen tree, a cedar, I guess, which totally screwed up any look at birdie. So hopefully I'm going to make amends and hopefully get a birdie on hole number three. It's a fairly wide open shot straight away. Let's see, it says 201 feet. Basically, the first three holes are about around 200 feet with just not too much different from them. So, you know, I said that this is a great one, and you're probably not going to believe me when you first play this based on the first three holes because they seem very generic, very boring. But trust me, once you get further into the back half, I think it gets a little bit more interesting. So hole number three is called the backstop, which I have to imagine is because all the cedar trees are kind of right behind the basket. So you don't really want to use it as a backstop because you don't want to get stuck in the cedars, but so you want to kind of leave it just a little bit short. Looks like there's a guy behind me. I think he just finished hole number one. So here we go. Wish me luck. All right, so I just finished up hole number three. Had a look at birdie, but it was not a good look. It was about 30-foot putt, and apparently I can't hit 25-footers, so why should I think I could hit 30-footers? But anyway, I basically have the same score And at both times, I probably should have had a lower score, that's for sure. So, it's a little windy. I don't want to give any excuses, but it is what it is. I got a par. So, same score as last time. Hole number four is called Monticello. It's 225 feet, and I think this is kind of where it starts to get interesting. I bogeyed this hole, actually, last time. It's just 225 feet, but it goes from the prairie into the woods, and so pretty tight line. I threw a hyzer angle on my shot, and so it pretty much sucked. There's a guy that's going to come through here in a second. I'm going to let him play through, and then I'll, that way I'm not holding him up. So, yeah, that's all I've got. Hole number four, 225, slightly downhill, into the woods, Monticello. All right, so I did slightly better on hole number four than I did last time. I got a par. So last time I bogeyed it, that was the only bogey I had on the round. I had a slightly less bad drive, so that put me in a position where I had a slight look at birdie, but it wasn't really all that much. I had to do that straddle thing, and it was like 45 feet away, and so I wasn't going to make that. So I'm up to hole number five. Hole number five is kind of cool. If you're a right-handed player, you basically have to throw a forehand on this one. It's short. It's downhill, 173, wooded. You could try and, if you tried to go straight away, it would not work out very well. Yeah, last time, I think my forehand worked okay, but I hit a cedar tree or something like that. My forehand sucks, but that's one nice thing about this course is I think there's about two or three spots where you have to throw a forehand if you're a right-handed player. So that's one of the things I like about the course is it's got both right and left holes. So, you know, it's not just all one way or the other. So Blu-ray would like that. He would like this hole quite a bit, I think. So, yeah, here we go. All right. I failed to mention that hole number five is called the Crossing. And that has to do probably with the fact that it's right next to a sidewalk. and has nothing to do with an old bar that was in Lawrence, Kansas that I used to go to every once in a while. I parred hole number five. So the Crossing, I had basically the same shot. Should have been a birdie. Putting's off today. Probably didn't get enough sleep. May have had a few soda pops last night, but that's okay. I'm kind of sweating them out now. Hole number six is called Old Town. I don't know why. It's in the woods. The basket basically is slightly to the right of the tee pad, and it is 162 feet away. There is, if you tried to go straight at it, you couldn't because there's a few trees in the way. So what I did is I put a little slight anhyzer on it last time and kept it low and let it slide along the ground. If I can replicate that shot, I'll be pretty happy because it gave me a really easy birdie shot. So this was my other birdie. So I birdied one and six last time. So far, I've only birdied two, but at least I didn't bogey hole number whatever it was, four. So yeah, the guy that was playing in front of me earlier, apparently he was just getting warmed up before his friend showed up. And it looks like he's a good disc golf player and then his friends are maybe just now getting into the sport. That's my vibe. There's two of them, two of his friends. I mean, I don't try to overly gawk at somebody else's skills and play, but you know, you do look, you like to see, kind of compare yourself, see if they can throw better than you can or not. Yeah, it's just human nature. Anyway, it's getting kind of hot out. I'm going to finish up these last four holes and then I'm going to get back in the car and get in that sweet, sweet air conditioning and then see what my children are up to. Hopefully they haven't burned down the house. Anyway, hole number six. All right, just finished up hole number six. I bounced it off the basket to miss the birdie. I had a pretty good drive, but I was kind of, it didn't get quite as close. And like I said, multiple times throughout this podcast and previous podcasts, putting is not a skill set I possess. Maybe I should go home tonight and putt. Okay, so this is my favorite hole, is hole number 7. It's 169. It's called Flat Rock. You basically are playing downhill. You do cross that aforementioned sidewalk again, which has bikers on it. So watch out. Watch out for them. But you have a pretty good sight lines where you should be able to see them come, hear them come too. Yeah. So you don't want to throw hole number 7 too long, but it is, you're throwing, again, outside on like a prairie area into the woods. There's definitely some lines. I think last time I threw my putter, I think that the rationale was I didn't want to overthrow the hole because, you know, the first time I played it, I didn't know how far back it went. This time I think I'm going to throw my buzz. It's probably more disc than I want to do, but for some reason I have a hard time with my putter on these types of things, trying to shape them. I'm either on or I'm off, and today I'm off, so I'm going to see if I can do better with the buzz. Hole number 7, Flat Rock. Isn't it funny how sometimes experience gets you to do things better, but also sometimes experience gets you away, think that you can improve on things. It's kind of a yin and yang thing. It's funny too how a lot of my favorite holes in the Kansas City Metro, I don't really play that well. So it very much is kind of a self-schadenfreude or something, I don't know. But at any rate, I got a bogey on hole number 7. So coupled with missing that birdie on hole number 6, I'm now at even par, which sucks. And I'm up to hole number 8, and hole number 8 is called the Ledge. I believe I just parred this last time. It's 197. It's another one that is slightly to the right, so it favors the left-handed thrower. Blu-ray, if you're listening. To me, I don't have the ability with my forehand to deliver this very well. Although maybe I'll throw 2 shots on this just to kind of see. But I'm going to try a little Annie. It's a wooded shot, tunnel shot, really. You're playing in the woods, slightly out of the woods. I'd say the fairway is probably about 10 to 12 feet wide, something like that. So it's pretty narrow. So it's got to be a pretty precision shot. And I'm going to try and keep it low so it doesn't get up into the leaves and stuff like that. And then hopefully it'll hit the ground and slide on up to the hole so I can get a birdie. So I can get, hopefully I don't do worse on this round than I did the previous round. But take the lumps when you get them. Here we go. Hole number 8, the Ledge. All right, just finished up hole number 8. Had a decent drive. I hit a base of a tree on it, and it kicked out, but it was favorable kick out, but still wasn't able to make the putt for birdie. I think I've hit the bottom or the side of the basket right underneath the chains. There's a bluebird right there. Hi, bluebird. I like bluebirds because they eat mosquitoes. I've hit the basket, I think, 3 times today, so I'm just like inches away from being like 3 under or something like that. Super frustrating. So I'm up to hole number 9. Hole number 9 is called the Green Monster. It has nothing to do with Fenway Park. It has all to do with this great big cedar tree, which is directly between you and the basket. The basket is 206 feet away. The tree is 200 feet away, I'd say, something like that. Maybe 190. So depending on what kind of player you are, you want to either hook it around to the right or to the left. I tried to go to the right, but I didn't. I was too conservative, or not conservative. I kept too, I don't know how to say this, too lean of a shot. Ended up getting right into the Green Monster. Fortunately, I was able to get a par out of it. I was sitting in the Green Monster, but I had an area to fall out of, or throw out of. So far, the entire day, all I've thrown is the buzz and my, what is this disc? The Warden. So it's just been, it's a pitch and putt course for sure. But it's just, mid-range and, what do you call it? Putter? Sorry, my brain's fried. But on this hole, I want to get a little bit more of a dramatic hyzer to get around this thing. So I'm going to throw my TL3, I think. Maybe I'll actually throw my TL3 star. I haven't thrown this one. I got in the star plastic. It seems like it's a lot newer of a disc. And so it hyzers a little bit more than my old beat-in one. So last time I basically got it right into the center. So I'm going to aim about 25 feet further to the right and hope I can get around the hole. And maybe I can get a birdie and get at least tie my previous score. So wish me luck. All right, so I'm back in the car, cooling it down. It's probably, I don't know, 85, 86 degrees out, so it's not bad if you're in July, but this is May. That seems awfully hot for old May. I wish you all well, because you must have given me some good luck, hope, whenever I was announcing hole number 9. I basically, unless it would have gone in the basket, I couldn't have played it any better. It went right around the tree. It was within 4 feet of the basket. I can putt those. Those I can make pretty easy. So I was able to make that. I think this course is really cool. I got one under on both of the rounds. Two birdies on each round and two bogeys on each round. The bogeys were not the same bogeys. The birdies were not the same birdies. So it's kind of interesting. And I had some other chances for birdies that I didn't make. So, I think that obviously you can score a low round here. It's not super duper challenging. I would imagine that the course record here is going to easily be around 9 under, something like that. Somebody's going to be able to hit 9 birdies on this. I think that several of the holes are, aces are, it's not going to be too long before. This course is fairly new. Like I said, it's a 9-hole course. And on the other side of the parking lot, I think, is like where it starts for the championship course, which I think they're going to have PDGA tour events here. So I think that the players that, play that will actually even enjoy this 9-hole course, because, as they're waiting, there's a short course that they can work on their mid-range game and that kind of thing. And I think that they'll like that. Obviously, we want the courses to be as awesome as possible, but I like having courses that are accessible to people who are just getting started, not overly frustrating for those types of folks. And it's great that it's right next to another course. So I'm anxious to try and play the other one. There's an interesting model on the other one. I think that you're supposed to donate money. I think there must be a donation box or something like that. I don't know if it's supposed to be a suggested donation of $5. I don't know who monitors that. I don't know what percentage of people are honestly going to do that. We'll see. The course has started to get a little bit crowded. There were those three guys I mentioned earlier, and that was it. And then there's a single guy here. There's a man and a woman, and then there's two other dudes. So I think I mentioned earlier that it's not very crowded, but still, there's less than a person on each hole. And it's fairly short, so you can get through it pretty quickly. And it's 1:30, which is prime disc in time. I wish you the best of luck on all of your disc throws. I hope that you have a bogey-free round. I didn't today, but that's okay. Got to play. Ooh, just saw somebody I didn't know was on the course. They're playing on the hole number 9. And they had basically a similar throw to what I had the first time. Anyway, best of luck. This is Mr. Paul Jangles. I am OUT out.